Rev 10 Podcast, April 6th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
Now give me that remote! What do I look like, a chair?
Rev 10. She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Yeah.
Podcast.
Hey. Terrific. What a terrific day it is here in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is the Rev 10 Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. This podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people just like you, all around the world. Now, it's a pretty cool day today because it's my birthday. And you know what would be cool is if you would just send me an email at feedback@RevTim. Wish me a happy birthday. Everybody loves that. So the email is feedback@RevTim. You can leave comments, suggestions for the shows on that email link. Also, you can go directly to the RevTim.com website and click on the show notes link there. And all the scripture verses, music references, as well as a link to Podcast Alley is there where you can vote for this podcast. Wonderful day again. It's just turning into full-blown spring. The daylight savings time is here. The weather is turning around really good. And boy, what a beautiful time we're having out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. One more way you can contact us is to just voicemail us. Pick up your phone and dial 815-301-8600. 815-301-8600. That's the Godcast Network. Rev Tim is part of the Godcast Network. And that's the Godcast Network voicemail comment line. 815-301-8600. Would love to hear from you. Well, today I want to take just a couple of minutes and introduce the subject of the day. It's actually, the name of the show is called Things That Cause Us to Run. And a lot of times we kind of go in and out of really stress in our life or things that we're really trying to decide what we're supposed to do next. And, let me start it off with this, because the other day I had problems with my DSL and I had to call in and, you know, went through the regular, you know, stage one tech support kind of thing where difficult to understand the person on the other side and it's just very basic and they're going to have you do everything that you always try first. And, you can't go anywhere else until you've done those things or, you know, kind of go through that. Well, this is something that a guy heard. He was experiencing a crisis in his life, and he called the toll-free psychiatric hotline that was listed in the telephone directory. And after he called, here's what he heard. "Welcome to the psychiatric hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, repeatedly press 1. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, and 5. If you are suffering from paranoia, we know who you are and we know what you want. Stay on the line until we trace the call. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and the little voice will tell you which number to press. If you are bipolar, it doesn't matter which number you press. No one will answer. If you are depressed, push any button you wish. It won't make any difference anyhow." So sometimes it really feels that way. As far as you are trying to figure out what to do next in life, it just seems like there's all these dead ends or nothing is really the answer for you. And there are a lot of things that cause us to want to run. We can have conflict with other people, just a bad day at work. You know, we could have a big fight with our boss or coworker. And, you know, those kinds of things always happen. Also, you know, really family problems happen. With family problems, it can create a lot of stress in our life, you know, where we're having difficulty in the relationships with our wife or children. Also, there's the possibility of burnout. We're all working very hard to make it in the world, and we're trying to figure out how to make ends meet as well as how to get ahead, and that really can lead to burnout as we work harder and harder and harder, and it seems like we just really can't get where we want to go. You know, another thing that can cause us to run is a broken heart. a relationship that is severed, a girlfriend or boyfriend that is, just cut off the relationship and things didn't work out, that can cause us to just want to check out in life. Or doing wrong or being afraid of being caught after you do something wrong, it can cause us to run. Or, a failed marriage can cause us to want to just go crazy with our life and not have anything in order anymore. Anger, if we're obsessed with anger and we just are really overrun with that, that can cause us to just, jump out of the house and get in the car and drive off and just take off, causes us to run. Depression, not really feeling like we have any way out. Or even just wanting more now. You want to go out there and you want to have the new stereo system. You want to have the new, entertainment system, those kinds of things, or new furniture or a new house. And so all of a sudden you get kind of over your head, and it can cause us all to want to check out and run. In the Bible, there's a story in Luke chapter 15, and it talks about the prodigal son who wanted to take everything that was owed him, and he got it from his dad, all of his inheritance, and he ran away to try to just have a careless and just a ridiculous lifestyle. And so he went out and he ended up spending all of his money just living crazy and ended up in the gutter, basically. In fact, he found himself eating from a pig trough. And he thought to himself, even if I was just a servant in my father's house, it would be way better off than this. And an amazing thing happened, because as the prodigal son began to go back home, humbled by what he had done, humbled by his running, he came and he was approaching his dad, and he said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And so it says in the Bible that he got up and he went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And then they began to celebrate.
You're listening to the Rev. Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
Song of the day.
Say you want to get out of town, get away from your parents, and figure life out. You don't have to go alone. You say you want to do it yourself, get up on your feet, 'cause you never can tell what life holds. Should be good friends by now. It always seems the best things in life are right in front of your eyes. So why must you go so far just to find that I was right? You want one more song for the road? Well, here it goes. Don't go. You want get what you want, but you're still running away. Call it what you want, but you're still running away. Call it what you want, but you're still running away. Call it what you want, but you're still running away.
That's yours truly. Call it what you want. You can find out more by going to RevTim.com and clicking on show notes. Psalm 119, 114 says, "You are my hiding place and my shield. My hope is based on your word." Of course, this podcast always brings in faith in God. And in Acts chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, it says this, and this is a profound scripture. Listen up. It says, "Now turn from your sins and turn to God so you can be cleansed of your sins. Then wonderful times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will send Jesus, your Messiah, to you again." I'll tell you, one of the best things that you can do in life is, if you feel like running, is to find a faith in God. Is to find out that Jesus loves you very much, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've experienced, the family problems, the burnout, the broken heart, anger, depression, one of the best things that you can do is to say, "Hey, you know what? It's not about me, but it's about God." And you get a higher purpose in your life that will center you, that will help you to get up in the morning and be happier. And that will bring you a long ways toward a satisfaction in your life. So as you go on today, and as you experience the love of God, I encourage you to just check out those things and have a great day in the Lord. Well, you can go to the show notes page, like I said, RevTim.com. Feedback at RevTim.com is the email. And we'd always love your vote at Podcast Alley.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
Rev Tim is a member of the Godcast Network at Godcast.org. If you're really brave, check out the church website at RestoringHope.com. Until next time, God bless you. This is the Rev Tim signing out.